We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked on the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Texas Tech and Texas men's basketball tonight. The Longhorns coming off of an emotional win on Saturday against West Virginia. We'll talk about that. Texas Tech, a brutal stretch. They've got the Longhorns, and then they'll host the Baylor Bears. And we're going to talk with Pat Nunley, who is on the Baylor's broadcast, the color analyst for men's basketball. He'll be our guest tonight. And what is going on with Kansas? Three losses already on the season, two in conference play. The Oklahoma State Cowboys blew a 19-point lead in a loss to West Virginia 8 days ago. And they blew a 16-point lead in the second half, but they came back and they scored the final 8 points to knock off the Jayhawks 75-70.
McCormick is guarded by Likely. He has about a 6-inch height advantage. Garrett drives it down the right side. Shot blocked by Cunningham. Cade saves a rebound to Bryce Williams. Down the floor to Rondell Walker. Layup. Good. Foul called. Counted for Rondell Walker.
That is Dave Hunziker on the Cowboys Radio Network. Cade Cunningham with 18 points as the Cowboys knock off number 6, Kansas. And then Oklahoma had no troubles with TCU, an 82-46 victory. Davion Harmon made 4 3-pointers and scored 22 points along the way.
A Walker in the post. He's got a little guy on him. Kick it out. Harmon fakes a pass. Shoots a three. Bam! I mean, they're playing some ball tonight. Oklahoma's playing some ball tonight. And they have doubled up the Frogs 48-24.
Sooners get to 3-3 in conference play. The Horned Frogs are 2-4. They will be off this weekend. They're supposed to take on West Virginia. That will not happen on Saturday. Kansas will host Iowa State. As I mentioned, Baylor travels to Texas Tech. K-State goes to Texas, and it's Oklahoma and Oklahoma State coming off big wins on Tuesday night. They'll face each other. That'll be on ESPN2, 7 o'clock on Saturday night. All right, an emotional day on Saturday for the Texas Longhorns. It was 3 years to the day that Andrew Jones announced that he had leukemia. He hit the game winner for the Longhorns with 1.1 second left to beat West Virginia. He's making it look natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference.
Second free throw. drives to the hoop in the corner. Jones a three for the win. Good! Good! 1.1 to go! Andrew Jones has done it again! Texas up 72-70.
Craig Way, and that is Andrew Jones making it look natural. Aloha Beach's Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 meet Natty Light Seltzer. Drink it responsibly. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. I was looking at all of the games that have been postponed or canceled in men's and women's basketball here in the Big 12 Conference. And Baylor and West Virginia, they lead the way. When you combine the missed games for their men's and women's basketball programs, Baylor and West Virginia have both missed a total of 8 games. K-State and Kansas are second with 6. And then there's a host of every program up to this point has missed one game except for the OSU men's basketball team. I believe that's the case. I was looking at this real quick here during the break. But both men's and women's 46 games have been missed because of COVID-19. So a little bit of a struggle, but we're going to try to get through this thing. And you got to think long haul, and the Big 12 will have their hands full, but they will certainly be able to get some of these games rescheduled and try to get it all made up in time for the Big 12 tournaments in Kansas City in March. So, all right, time now to invite our guest on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. It's Pat Nunley, who is the color analyst for the Baylor Bears. Well, Baylor, West Virginia men's basketball scheduled for Tuesday night, postponed. Pat, welcome to the show. Tuesday was the fifth game and the third separate stoppage for the Baylor men's program. The Baylor women have missed 3 games. They haven't played until the second. And both coaches, Scott Drew and Kim Mulkey, have personally dealt with the virus. So what I want to ask you is, what has impressed you the most with the way that Coach Drew and the players have handled the starts and the stops and starts and stops and maybe even the women's program, if you have insight on that?
Well, Bill, I think from Scott's perspective, and I have an intimate relationship with Baylor basketball, it's with the men's program. And I just observe what I see and everybody sees with Kim and her program, which is impressive, obviously. But with Scott, he just has the ability to put a positive spin on everything. And it's not unrealistic. It's just his nature. And so they have been able to flex and adapt and react and just stay the course. And I think maybe this year, because we are so talented, it's a little easier to do that. And maybe there's a premium on his ability to do that because we've got to stay focused. We've got to stay positive. But he is the source of optimism in the program. I really have never seen anything like it. And I've been around him now for, this is his 18th year, and I've been there with him along the way. That's his calling card. That's his brand. He's really good at what he does. But if you would use one word to describe Scott, it's optimistic. And that really has just permeated the program through each of these kind of starts and stops. And you make a good point, Bill. You know, the first stop, if you will, was Gonzaga. And that's 1-2. In fact, that was arguably 1-1 because you had one in the AP poll, one coach's poll, et cetera. And so, I mean, we're headed to the arena when that game was scuttled. The next one was Texas. And Texas, number 4 in the country, had to postpone that. West Virginia, now a top 10 team. So it's really been fairly dramatic in terms of, okay, here we are. We're number two in the nation. We know we're really good. We don't know exactly how good we are, and here's a test. Well, we'll postpone that. Oh, here's another test. Well, we have to check on that later, and now here we are again with West Virginia. So it's been more frustrating, I think, to us as fans than it has been to the program. Those guys really want to play, obviously, but they just kind of move on. They just want to get back on the floor, and hopefully we'll be back on Saturday at Tech.
Yeah, you know, listen, you have to play everyone in the conference twice, and it's a gauntlet of a schedule. But do you guys kind of catch a break because you don't have West Virginia now, but you've got, you know, Texas Tech on Saturday, and then Monday, number six, Kansas. They would have been three ranked teams in a row. That would have been brutal.
It would have been. I really think, Bill, we are up for it, and we're looking forward to it. You know, from the perspective of a player, and it's not just the Baylor players. I think it's players across the league. They just want to compete. They want to play. I don't think they get as caught up in the, you know, Kansas is 6 and Tech is 15 and West Virginia is 9 or wherever they are. They just want to play. They know the stakes are high. They just want to compete. And so I think that's really been a healthy attitude for them. But it has been brutal. I mean, I tell you, if you can't flex and adapt in this environment, you might look for something else to do.
Definitely. Pat Nunley, the longtime color analyst for Baylor basketball, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. I know in the TCU win, the Bears struggled in the first half shooting, but Coach Drew pointed out they held TCU to 33% shooting in each half. So, you know, defense has never really talked about much outside of the coaches, but talk about the team's success on the defensive side and how that experience, just their age and their maturity, has helped. Because you say, okay, look, if you're struggling shooting, then step it up on defense. But young teams, though, may try to do too much, get themselves out of position, get in foul trouble. But talk about that veteran leadership, that maturity, to be able to continue to play defense consistently throughout.
That's their brand, I think, Bill, at least from a Baylor perspective. We view ourselves to be a really great defensive team, and that has helped immensely. You think about it, we had two of the Naismith Defensive Player of the Year finalists, I think the last 10 finalists, Player of the Year defensively in the country last year on the same team, Mark Vidal and Davion Mitchell. And those guys earned that. In fact, I think Mark Vidal was one of the four finalists, something like that. But the point is, two elite defenders on our squad, and they take a lot of pride in holding opponents to 60 or less. That's the goal. That's really hard to do in this league. But the one thing, Bill, that they've bought into and they really understand, and it's the experience and the maturity that you just referenced that allows them to maintain here, is if they're going to win a championship, they're more likely to do that with defense than they are with offense. Now, this team is totally guard-laden. I mean, this group of guards 1 through 5, and I include true freshman L.J. Crier in that group of five, is, I think, the best group of guards in the country. And so there is a tendency to think we're going to just outshoot our opponents. We're going to catch and shoot, and that's just how we're going to win. But against TCU, that's a great example. We did not shoot the ball well. But when you hold the opponent to below 50, which is the case against TCU, you got a great chance to win. And I think they understand that, and they embrace it. And I think this team is more of a defense-first, offense-second mentality, and that's really paid off.
Pat Nunley from the Baylor Radio Network joining us on Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Let's talk about the upcoming game Saturday in Lubbock. The Bears get the extra time off. The Red Raiders will be coming into that 3 p.m. Central tip off of a game Wednesday night at number 4 Texas. So you kind of hope that the Longhorns rough them up a little bit. Two tough back-to-back game for the Red Raiders. What do you see in this matchup?
It's always, always difficult to beat Chris Beard and his team in Lubbock. It's hard to beat them anywhere, but particularly in Lubbock, that's a home court advantage that, you know, because Lubbock is out in deep West Texas and it's not like you just passed through there, not a lot of people know about. But he is really hard to beat. They will be completely ready for that game. He does a great job preparing and scouting. So it'll be the typical, I think, Chris Beard kind of game. It'll be a slugfest. It'll be extremely physical. We'll have to work for everything that we get. I think he made a point a year ago before the Baylor Tech game. Said by this point in the season, and I think this season's no exception, in the Big 12, there are no surprises. They know what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. It's just a matter of how you execute. Can you persevere? Can you fight through adversity, that kind of thing? Because they're going to make it really difficult for us to do anything that we want to do. So it'll be that typical kind of game, I think. I'm looking forward to it. But Baylor and Tech usually is a slugfest, and I think Saturday is no exception to that.
All right, and then finally, Pat, we'll peek ahead to Monday night, and we're going to call this our can't-miss game of the week presented by TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Baylor and KU, I'm seeing stuff out of the Lawrence, the Kansas City market. This is a dire situation for KU basketball. They already have two losses. They're talking about Baylor and Texas being the best of the conference, and I agree with that. If the Bears hand the Jayhawks a loss on Monday, is that it for them? Do they just start focusing on the NCAA tournament, and does it become a two-team race in the Big 12?
I think, Bill, it's too early to get to that point. Here's what I know about Kansas, and I've said this 1,000 times. If you're going to be the champ, you got to beat the champ. And right now, their backs are against the wall, but they're still the champ. And until you beat them, until you knock them off, they're still the champ. So, you know, again, there's a lot of that kind of stuff that floats around. But KU, with its back to the wall, is typically pretty darn good. You know, I remember we started the league, and we were doing well. We're undefeated and all that. But you look around the league, and at that point in time, and that's before they stubbed their toe at Oklahoma State, et cetera, they had beaten Tech in Lubbock. And my recollection, Bill, is they had beaten West Virginia up there. I can't remember exactly, but they had won two really, really big games on the road in the league. And so people are talking about Baylor, Kansas, and all I know is they know how to win. They know how to win really important games. They just have a mentality. They have a championship attitude about how they play. And so I think it's premature to get to that point. I don't think it's a two-team race by any stretch of the imagination. And think about it, Bill, that the top five or six teams in the league this year are really darn good. And in my opinion, what makes them good is they're all experienced now. I mean, Shaka Smart has the most experienced team he's had since he's been at Texas. And he can work with this kind of team. That's what he needs, and he's got it. And they're number four in climbing. And even in a COVID environment, to go into Allen Fieldhouse and win by 25, whatever that number was, is just really impressive. So everybody's good.
Yeah, yep, great stuff. Pat, thank you so much for taking time to join us on the show this week.
My pleasure, Bill. Thanks so much.
That's Pat Nunley on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's go live.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
You can listen to Big 12 This Week on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Welcome back to the show. I'm Bill Pollack, and I want to talk about the NFL playoffs for a moment. And I'll bring in Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners, in just a few moments to get his take on this. But I was thinking about this earlier today. I'm really hyped for the Browns-Chiefs divisional playoff game this Sunday, in part because it will pit Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes against each other again. And this morning, in my rush of excitement, I thought, wait a minute, is this the first NFL playoff game between two former Big 12 quarterbacks? And I'm like, it is. It isn't. It's not. I told myself, settle down, Pollack. Last year's AFC Championship game, Chiefs against the Titans, Mahomes beat Ryan Tannehill. And Tannehill played for A&M. And you're going, well, wait a minute, they're in the SEC. Ah, they were still in the Big 12. When Tannehill was there, they were Big 12. But I did learn, after seeing a tweet from Cody Tapp of 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, Mahomes was the first Big 12 quarterback drafted by an NFL team to win a playoff game. Let that sink in. Mahomes was the first Big 12 quarterback drafted by an NFL team to win a playoff game. Now, you can go back, settle down. You can go back to Big 8 days if you want, but the Big 8 wasn't the Big 12. The Big 12 has been around since 94. There wasn't a winning quarterback on a playoff team. There was Seneca Wallace from Iowa State, but he was a wide receiver in two playoff wins with Seattle. And you could say, well, there was Mark Bolger, Jeff Hostetler at West Virginia. They weren't in the Big 12 at the time. So Cody's right with his tweet from a couple of years ago. And so now we have three Big 12 quarterbacks in the last three postseasons to win NFL playoff games. Mahomes, Tannehill, and Mayfield. But Mahomes was the first. So this is Mayfield versus Mahomes Part 2. Mahomes, listen, that's what I'm calling it. Mahomes is the Super Bowl MVP. He's got the ring. His team has the better record. But Mayfield won their first matchup in 2016 in college. And I know Tech fans are crying. There we go. There's Sooner bias again. Anyway, the Sooners don't look at this game from 2016 with Texas Tech with great fondness. And we'll hear an interesting take from Toby Rowland here in just a second. But I wanted to do this because this game was incredible. The quarterbacks helped break the NCAA record with 1,708 combined yards in the 66-59 win for the Sooners. In that game, Mayfield threw 7 touchdown passes. Mahomes threw for 734 yards. So here we go. I thought, let's go back. Let's look back. Let's do a mashup of Mayfield versus Mahomes, Part 1. And you'll hear the calls from Toby Rowland and Brian Jensen on the Texas Tech side.
Second and 10. There's the snap. Baker back to pass. 4-man rush. Has time. He throws deep down the middle looking for Joe. He's got him on the run at the 30. To the 10. To the 5. Into the end zone. Touchdown Sooners. Baker Mayfield to Joe Mixon. Play action. Rolling right. Baker wanting to go deep. He's going to sling it for the end zone. Looking for DD. He's got it. Oh, mama. He's got a touchdown.
Hand off Ward again. No. Mahomes kept it himself. He's going to take it around left end. Touchdown, Red Raiders! Four down linemen coming after Mahomes. He steps up, throws, and it is... Oh! Fingertip catch! Touchdown, Red Raiders! Right in the corner of the end zone, Jonathan Giles. Woo! What a catch!
Snap. Baker fakes a handoff. Rolls right. Sets up. Looking middle. Throws for the end zone. Basquiat is there. He's got it! It's a touchdown!
Throw deep right side for Davis. He's caught it. Did he get in the end zone? Yes! Touchdown, Red Raiders! Mahomes had time. Now he's rolling to his left, getting chased. Gonna throw to the end zone again. And it's Jonathan Giles that's got it! Touchdown, Red Raiders! Now the option. And Mahomes fakes the pitch. Takes it himself. Touchdown, Red Raiders!
Baker's got it. He will keep it. Now lobs it out. Mixon open. 20 to the 15 to the 10. Got a block to the 5. Cuts it up. Dives. Spins. He's in. Touchdown Sooners.
Mahomes steps back. 4-man rush. He's throwing deep again. And this time wide open for the catch and the touchdown. Red Raiders is Kiki Kuti. Mahomes steps back to throw. Now does to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Red Raiders. Cameron Batson in the back of the end zone.
Man, what a game. One of the more exciting games that you will ever see. Toby Rowland, voice of the Sooners, with some of those calls. How is the game viewed? How was it viewed? What did you think about it?
You know, I look back, Bill, at that matchup between Mayfield and Mahomes in 2016 in Lubbock, and it is one of the most unique nights for me ever calling a football game. We knew going into that game it was going to be a shootout. I mean, you had two high-powered offenses. You had two great quarterbacks. You had Riley and Kingsbury and Stoops. And, I mean, the writing was on the wall. It was going to be a high-scoring game. But then as it started to unfold and the numbers began to accumulate, not just for the quarterbacks, certainly for the quarterbacks, but Joe Mixon had a monster night that night. D.D. Westbrook had a monster night. And Oklahoma just had a tiny bit more firepower than Texas Tech did, and they were able to eke out the victory. But as that game ended, I remember thinking, I've just witnessed one of the epic games in college football history. What an honor it is for me to be here tonight and get to call this game, and this is something we'll never forget. I was thrilled by it. And then I went and packed up the radio equipment, got in the car and started home and flipped on the radio and started to realize that at least among OU fans, that's not the way it played out at all. And then social media later kind of verified that. They were upset, highly upset at that game. And still to this day, it is a game that is thought of not as something to be proud of around here because of how bad the defense was that night. And it's almost an embarrassment, even though they won the game, to talk about the Mayfield-Mahomes matchup because of how many yards and points and how poorly they played on defense that night. I read it completely wrong. I don't know if I've ever had a game that I've called that I have read more incorrectly as I was calling it, at least how it was going home to the fan base, than that one. I thought it was a thriller and it was an epic and it was something they'd talk about for generations. It's not. It is something among the Oklahoma fan base that is not to be mentioned because they're almost ashamed of that night, even though they won the football game. But I think this is going to be a lot of fun. And I promise you, if the Browns go beat the Chiefs 63-56, they will not be embarrassed by it. They'll take it and run, whoever wins this game. I can't wait to watch the showdown. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Toby. You know, as time has passed, I wonder what OU fans think of that game now, given how Mahomes has turned out, Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl champion. What will Tech fans think of this game on Sunday if Mahomes wins and gets redemption? What if Mayfield wins again? That's just, it's incredible. It is going to be a lot of fun, and it just when I saw the Browns beat the Steelers, this was the first thing that popped into my head was this game back in 2016, and I'm sure it will be talked about. It has been talked about, but looking forward to it, and I hope you enjoyed the mashup of the calls. Pretty cool. All right, hey, more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay,
let's relax.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Allstate now has deeper savings. And deeper savings require deep thoughts. And a deep voice. Like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Big 12 this week can be heard on Sirius XM in the Big 12 channel, 375. Look it up. We're on Fridays. The National Football Foundation and the College Football Hall of Fame announced their 2021 class. 3 representatives from the Big 12. Kenneth Sims from Texas. He became the first Longhorn winner of the Lombardi Trophy, the 20th Longhorn player to enter the College Football Hall of Fame, one of the most dominating players. He was the first overall pick in the 1982 NFL draft for the New England Patriots. Darren Sproles ranks as Kansas State's all-time leading rusher, holding more than 20 school and conference records. He became the 3rd Wildcat player in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Sproles looks up, fields it at the 37, to the 40, 45, midfield, breaks a tackle, 45-40, Darren moving at the 30, 25-20, 15-10-5, Wildcat touchdown!
Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber talk about the impact that Sproles had on K-State.
Stan, I think it's easy to say that Darren Sproles was one of the most unique talents in the history of college football, and at the end of the day, that's why he's going into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Hard worker, humble team attitude guy, just wants to do what's right and to win, doesn't care what his reputation is. But then when you look at the ability he has, everyone says he's not the tallest guy. Well, he is hard to see when you're trying to tackle him behind the line of scrimmage. But his nickname is Tank because he was powerful. He could finish runs on the inside. He could jet to the outside and make moves, and then he had plenty of speed. And not only that, a very versatile player. He wasn't only a running back, he was a great returner, so dangerous, catching punts with pressure around him and being able to maneuver his way and get downfield. He can get onto the kickoff returns, and in the National Football League, he turned into a guy who became a third down back as well as anybody in the history of the National Football League. Darren Sproles, superstar and a super representative of Kansas State football.
We salute him, and what a K-State career. 4,979 rushing yards in his career, 45 touchdowns, and averaged an astonishing 6.1 yards per carry.
Darren Sproles, big-time win in Nebraska. Think about that one win in Nebraska, and think of Darren Sproles dragging the Nebraska defender into the end zone for another Wildcat touchdown. Darren Sproles, superstar, K-State legend.
All right, Wyatt and Stan. And then Oklahoma's all-time winningest coach, Bob Stoops. He's the only coach in history to win a national championship in all 4 BCS bowl games. The 2000 BCS Orange Bowl win over Florida State.
And as a team, we fully expected to win. And it's easy to say that Oklahoma's back. That's right. Our players recognize that the history of Oklahoma is about winning championships. We already have 6 national championships. Now we have 7.
All right, that was Stoops on ABC after that victory. We bring back in Toby Rowland, the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners, just talking about the impact that Stoops had, not only while he was there, but moving forward.
You know, Bill, Bob Stoops' impact was tremendous at Oklahoma in many ways. Won the national championship, obviously, in 2000. You look at the number of conference championships that they won, the parade of unbelievable talent that he accumulated during his time at OU, Heisman Trophy winners, defensive talent,
Butkus and Lombardi and Thorpe winners, and on and on and on. It's really an incredible amount of talent that he accumulated. I think, though, the number one thing on the list of most important things Bob Stoops did for OU is he brought the monster back. You know, Oklahoma was in a down time when he took over. It was dark days. And you look at the program where it is now and the job Lincoln Riley is doing, which is phenomenal. But it's Bob Stoops that brought the monster back, that Benny Owen and Bud Wilkinson and Barry Switzer had built. And that's his lasting impact. I mean, the fact that he restored Oklahoma football to blue blood status, to being among the elite, to sitting with the Knights of the Round Table in college football again, is what ranks number one on the many, many things that he did for the University of Oklahoma. He was a fantastic football coach. He went from one of the young coaches in college football when he took over to really a mentor across the country by the time he left for other young coaches. And he did it in a dignified way. There was never scandal surrounding his program. He made Oklahoma a proud tradition again. That's the lasting legacy of Bob Stoops.
Great stuff. So congratulations to Stoops, Sproles, and Sims, part of the 2021 College Football Hall of Fame. Reveal Suits specializes in high-end custom suits and blazers, personalized with officially licensed lining for both men and women. They host private fittings for groups of business professionals, fraternities, sororities, sports teams, and organizations, and a host of clientele who desire to stand out among their peers. That is Reveal Suits. And their process, whether it's by in-person, virtual, or over the phone, you get to experience just how they craft the finest custom-made suits in the United States. So check them out at RevealSuits.com, where passion meets fashion. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom Suitor Blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda, Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
You're listening to Big 12 This Week. If you missed the show on one of our great radio affiliates across the footprint of the Big 12, you can always go back and catch it by going to your favorite platform for podcasting and search Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Electronic Arts teamed up with Learfield IMG College to launch Level Next, an intercollegiate e-sports league. Many players got involved into this season. It was actually a season, and now we're getting into the tournament. $150,000 prize pool. And joining me is the representative of the Big 12 Conference, Alex Oates, who has already won some prize money and is looking to add some more. And Alex, thank you for coming on the program. I want to hear more about this because esports is just exploding. Alex, first of all, congratulations as the representative of the Big 12 Conference. That is quite an accomplishment. Tell the listeners what it took for you to get to this point of nationals.
It took me to play. I had to play everyone in the Big 12, and then I had to get one and play them again in the first four seeds. We played like a conference championship round, and then I went on to beat Texas Tech and then Oklahoma for the Big 12 championship.
So this was, well, in fact, in some ways, when you compare it to the regular football season, even more intense because you had the round robin schedule and then a four-man playoff tournament. What did it take for you to become the representative for the West Virginia school?
It consisted of a tournament that any student from any of the three Morgantown campuses could join in. And it ended up only being four students, and I just had to win two matches, and I was able to be the sole representative of West Virginia.
That's outstanding. Alex Oates is joining us here on Big 12 This Week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, and he's brought his coach along from West Virginia, Josh Steger. Josh, can you just talk a little bit about Alex's gameplay in Madden? What do you like about his game? What makes him so strong?
He can see things and remember it.
So to have that ability to not be able to have people run the same thing twice on you is something special. And then he has this work ethic that I really don't have to install in him. So to have a player where I don't have to say, yo, make sure you get your reps in outside of practice, it makes things perfect. Because then once we have practice, I'm able to just give him exactly what he needs to work on, and he's able to take that and implement it into his gameplay.
Outstanding. And so, Josh, you're a part of the esports program at West Virginia, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So how many kids do you coach?
We have 26 kids under our belts, running from 6 game titles.
Wow, outstanding. Do you ever reach out to Neil Brown or Bob Huggins? Do you ever reach out to them for coaching advice?
No, I haven't. Just because, you know, our games are a little bit different than your traditional sports. So some of those methods don't really relate. But also, we kind of share the same things.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Alex, let's get back to you as you get ready for this tournament, which now, depending if you're listening to this on our podcast or on our Sirius XM channel 375, that's where you hear the Big 12 on Sirius XM, you would have already have played your first game, but your first matchup Wednesday night, and you're taking on Pitt. Talk about the teams that you like to play with on Madden.
I like to play with the Packers and the Buccaneers, especially because I'm more of a passer, and I like being able to play with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And it's just like they're probably two of the most well-balanced teams you can play with on Madden right now.
Yeah. All right. Now talk a little bit, because your coach, Josh, was saying that you almost have a photographic memory, that you're able to pick up on what teams run on you, what they have success, and then how you correct. Talk about how you're able to process all that so quickly, because Madden games go fast.
Yeah, well, I just have a really good memory, and I'm able to like process stuff really fast. And then if he beats me on one thing, I'm not going to let him do it again. He's going to have to change it up, because I'm going to sit there and I'm going to remember it. And especially it's really helpful, because right now we're playing best of three. So he can do something the first game, and it doesn't determine the outcome of the whole series, because I'm not going to let him do it the next two games.
Absolutely. Wow, that's cool. All right, so if you get into a best of three series, will you start with one team, and then if you need to switch, pop back over to someone else? You know, like, will you start with the Packers, go with the Bucks if things aren't working? What's your strategy there?
If need be, I would switch teams, but as of right now, in conference play, I'm 4-0 with the Packers, so I don't plan on switching up unless I really have to.
Yeah, outstanding. So, all right, for all those gamers out there who are looking for a tip or advice, Alex Oates, the Big 12 representative for this Madden National Tournament, what would be the best piece of advice you would give to a gamer out there?
You know, just keep trying, because I know it's hard that, you know, you might not think that a lot of people care about, like, gaming is what it is as a whole, but it's like, you say I give it time, because esports is really evolving and becoming more accepted nationally, and it's just like, you just got to keep on grinding, because your time's going to come eventually.
Yeah, outstanding. Coach Josh, any closing thoughts? Anything you'd like to say about your esports program there at West Virginia? You've got the entire conference open to you right now.
Yeah, we have a great esports program out here. We're able to develop guys like Alex Oaks, and he right now is like one of our biggest players on the national stage, but this isn't our first time here. So we've had other teams that have produced great teams during different conferences. So we are looking to always upgrade our ranks, and we're going to keep grinding. And we're hoping that with Alex, we're going to go win a national championship and, you know, shock the entire world. Right now, he's in this Madden tournament. He's not the favorite. He's the underdog. So every single game that we win is going to be a plus on our side and a dogfight.
Yeah. All right. Alex, what about you? Closing thoughts.
Oh, I got nothing. You asked everything I could have thought of. I mean, just looking forward to playing tonight. Hope we can come out to win.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we'll be pulling for you. We'll be following you. And we wish you the best of luck and representing West Virginia and the Big 12 Conference.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up, we'll have more on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
All right, wrapping things up on Big 12 this week. If you would like to cheer on and follow Alex in the EA Learfield IMG College Level Next Madden Tournament, just go to twitch.tv/EA Madden NFL, and you can check out all the action as they get into bracket play. So good luck, Alex. I also want to thank my guest, Pat Nunley, from the Baylor Radio Network. He's the color analyst for Baylor basketball, joining us. Have a great week. Stay safe, and we'll catch you soon. I'm Bill Pollack on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.